Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. But Moses pleaded with the Lord, "O Lord, I'm not very good with words. I never have been, and I'm not now, even though you've spoken to me. I get tongue-tied and my words get tangled." I feel a bit sorry for Moses. I've often heard people suggesting that Moses was just looking for excuses to turn down God's job offer. However, Moses' reply to God sounds to me like a perfectly reasonable objection. He clearly had significant problems with speaking, and this would, it seems to me, make him a far from ideal candidate for a job that was all about effective communication. But God was having none of it. He had decided that Moses was the man for the job, and no objections, however substantial, were going to cause him to change his mind. When God chooses someone to work for him, he equips them with the ability to do it. In the New Testament, we are introduced to Peter, who, throughout Jesus' ministry, consistently blundered with his words. Time and again we wince at his foolishness, and we squirm with embarrassment at the memory of his repeated denials that he even knew Jesus. If you were looking to appoint a communications officer straight after Jesus' ascension, I can't imagine that Peter would have been your preferred candidate. Surely he was bound to make a mess of it. But look at what happened. On the day of Pentecost, Peter spoke with power and clarity, and the outcome was that over 3,000 people became followers of Jesus just that day. And that was no flash in the pan. Peter became the principal leader of the church in Jerusalem, and finally died for his faith. God knew exactly what he was doing when he called Moses and Peter. On the face of it, they seemed unsuitable for the roles to which God had called them, but in an amazing way, the Lord enabled them to be incredibly effective in their work for him. That should be a great encouragement for all of us, shouldn't it? When God calls us to work for him, he will also equip us. So let me ask you, in what ways has God equipped you to do his work? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you promised to equip us to do whatever you call us to do. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me today. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.